PIPs, performance improvement plans. They absolutely suck. They take a ton of time from managers. They're almost always reviewed by your boss's boss's boss. And let's face it, they often fail. Data varies, but somewhere between 60 and 75% of PIPs result in termination. So there's your number. I tell my clients all the time, is this person worth a PIP? Because here's the reality. If someone's on a PIP, their boss could have fired them. They've got something documented, something significant enough to justify dismissal. A PIP isn't about punishment. A PIP is your boss trying to save your job. Let's also tackle this rumor head on. HR makes everyone go through a PIP. Nah, brah, really. When a manager comes to HR with a problem, we rarely recommend a PIP if it's reasonable to terminate. PIPs aren't about avoiding the hard conversation. They're about believing in someone's potential to turn things around. Here's the framework I advise. Managers really look at the employee. Is there a specific, measurable issue, once addressed and fixed, that's going to mean this is a great employee? They have to give me lots of good things about you for me to advise for a PIP. If we can just get this one or two things fixed, they would become a great, the best employee I have. I really need them. They just drive me crazy with this one issue. Otherwise, it's better to just fire the employee and find someone new. So that means if you're on a PIP, you've got a great chance to succeed. And I've seen it. I've seen PIPs turn someone around enough that they become the MVP of the team, leading to promotions and extreme career growth. Now that we've cleared that up, let's get into the meat of it. Imagine this. You've got an employee. Let's call him Alex. Alex was once your top performer, always delivering stellar results and brimming with ideas. But lately, something shifted. Deadlines are missed, mistakes are piling up, and the enthusiasm that once fueled his work has fizzled out. You've chatted with him a few times about how things are going, but not really got anything, and problems keep happening. So what do? Do you let Alex drift further away, or do you choose to lean in and help him find his way back? At People Processes, we believe leadership is about fostering potential, even when it's not easy. One option is straightforward, cut your losses and move on. But the other path is tougher, messier, and infinitely more rewarding. That's the path where you choose to believe in Alex and decide to act. Today, we're going to dive into a tool that helps leaders walk that second path, the Performance Improvement Plan. It's not a document. It's not just a bunch of paper. It's a framework for transformation and a test of your courage and belief in your team as a leader. Welcome to Don't HR Alone. I'm Rami Alijil, CEO of People Processes, and I'm here to help you transform your workplace into a thriving, efficient powerhouse. Today, we're talking about how to use a PIP, Performance Improvement Plan, not as a punishment, but as a powerful catalyst for growth. Let's dig in. A performance improvement plan is a framework and commitment to fairness, accountability, and opportunity. At its heart, a PIP outlines clear, time-bound goals to address specific issues while providing the tools and support an employee needs to succeed. It's about showing someone that you believe in their ability to grow and giving them the structure to prove it. Before you implement a PIP, ask yourself these critical questions. Is the issue clear and documented? Feedback needs to be specific and based on facts. Have informal efforts been made? A PIP is never step one. Coaching and conversations come first. Does the manager have a clear vision for success? A PIP requires genuine belief in the employee's potential and a vision for what that employee's career can look like if they could get this dang thing fixed. And that's the big question. Is the issue fixable? Some gaps can be addressed. Others, like toxic behavior, might call for a different approach, not taking the risk and the time to invest in this. Answering those questions will lay a groundwork for a successful PIP. All right, so let's talk about crafting that. A strong PIP starts with clarity and support. Here's what's to include. One, specific expectations. Define success with measurable, concrete goals. Example, achieve a 90% satisfaction rating or NPS score within 3 months. Show up on time by 9 a.m. 95% of the days for the next, 8 weeks. Each goal should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Smart goals, right? If you're writing things in there like make your coworkers happier, you're not doing it right. Support mechanisms. You need to offer tools like training sessions or weekly check-ins to show you're invested in their success. If it's an urgent issue, what I often recommend is a series of short, more often meetings in the beginning that expand out more measurement. So if this is a problem that needs to be addressed now, what I would say is, here's what we're going to do. We're going to meet every day this week for 20 minutes to check in on this specific issue. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, your ability to stay on target, to give good project updates, to make sure all of your stuff is updated inside the system. Whatever the issue is, we're going to do daily meetings for the next 5 days. And then next week, we're going to have 3 meetings. And then the week after that, 2. And then we're going to have 1 meeting a week for the next 3 weeks. Okay. So you can push really fast. They don't need to be long, but they're check-ins. What problems are you having? Those sorts of items. So when I tell managers that, they go, oh God, I don't have time to do that. And I say, then the employee's not worth it, right? You as an employee need to be worth the investment of time to try and get this fixed. Those are the support mechanisms. Part of that is monitoring milestones as well. So as we do those meetings, we want to look at progress, right? So how are we doing? We've made a lot of progress towards it. We're not making any progress, somewhere in between, something like that. And another key part is defined consequences. Be transparent about outcomes. Clarity builds trust and accountability. Alex, this problem is going to cost you your job if we don't get it fixed. I want to help you fix it because I believe in you. You're great. You do these 16 things well, but you've got to show up to meetings on time and document. If you don't document, it doesn't matter how great a sales guy you are, right? Whatever the issue is, but you gotta narrow those things down and let them know their job's on the line. Delivering a PIP is about partnership. It's not punishment. Frame it as a shared commitment to growth. Let them know this isn't about the past. It's about what we believe you can achieve. I think you're going to be amazing. I know you're amazing, but we got to fix this one problem. So let's break it down. We're not just about pointing out those deficiencies. It's about offering that support, include resources like regular training, check-ins, or tools that address areas of concern. You know, so for example, if they're just like consistently getting overwhelmed, referring to EAPs, employee assistance programs, time management courses, weekly meetings with your manager to discuss progress, those sorts of things. Providing that tangible support reinforces that the PIP is designed to help, not punish, and it builds trust. Also shows the employee that their development is a priority. Define when and how progress will be tracked. So let them know that we're going to do this first week daily, and then like week 4, we're going to do kind of like an intermediate, where are we at, and week 8, final assessment to determine whether the goals have been met. We're going to define the consequences. If the goals are met, we're going to continue in the role, or we're going to get new growth opportunities. If they're not met, reassignment, termination, suspension, something like that. Along the way, consistency is key. Lay out those check-ins, lay out those progress reports and those the kind of coaching sessions, and celebrate small wins. Tackle any roadblocks head on and adapt the plan if necessary to maintain momentum. Your role as a leader is to inspire and guide along the way. Give them those wins. If they can, even the next day, make an improvement, that's awesome. Every PIP ends in one of 3 ways. Success, celebrate and reward the employee's progress. Partial improvement, maybe you extend the timeline or adjust expectations. Or no improvement, transition them out, right? How you handle the conclusion reflects your values as a leader. You do not have to wait to the end if you know the answer. That's an important thing, okay? You lay out 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, 4 weeks, and the next 3 days they're late still, just fire them. Do not wait. Write it down. You're done. Okay? A lot of people seem to think a PIP is a get-out-of-fire-free card. That's not how it works. This is increased scrutiny and mentorship and coaching to get an issue addressed. And if they can't do it, got to let them go. So, if the specific measurable issue once fixed is going to make them a great employee, they're worth the PIP. You need to give me lots of good things about this person before I recommend a PIP, because if fixing one or two things can make them one of your best employees, it's worth it. Otherwise, it's better for everyone to let them go and find someone new. To get started, download our PIP template using the link in the description. It's got a nice little layout for both the problem identification, the SMART goals, and your cadence for checking in. If you'd like additional guidance in your US-based business with 10 or more employees, you get a free 30-minute consultation with me. We can talk about PIPs the whole time. Anything you'd like. If you want to learn more about what People Processes does, I'd love to help you, but feel free to use it as a free pick your brain session. Together, we'll create a plan that drives real results. Don't forget, like, comment, and share this episode. Until next time, go out there, lead boldly, and make a difference. Get your work done.